877-328-2323.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Fire has left a corner of downtown Champaign in ruins, but firefighters believe they managed to keep it from destroying even more. Several people called 911 around 5:15 this morning after they saw flames shooting out of a building under renovation at the corner of Church and Neal Street. It once housed the estate sale, an antique furniture store. Champaign Fire spokeswoman Dina Schumacher says crews had to deal with a fire that could have gone well out of control quickly.
Within minutes of the time the firefighters got on the scene, the third and the second stories collapsed into that first story. And so when the firefighters got on the scene, there was massive fire, plus there were, you know, we've got a breeze going, there were pieces of a building flying across the street with flames. So they had a lot of troubleshooting to, A, get the main fire out, but also to get out hot spots all the way across.
Shoemaker says firefighters are now checking adjacent and nearby buildings to make sure those embers didn't catch anything else on fire. No injuries to either firefighters or others have been reported so far. The building was being renovated at the time, so it was empty. But residents of the one main building, catty corner from the fire, were evacuated for a time. Some nearby buildings also don't have power, and they're checking the structural integrity of a couple of the adjacent buildings. Megan Tafoya arrived for work at Marianne's Cafe this morning, about a block away, watching the fire consume a building where some of her customers have been trying to restore it.
I know they've been here for months working really hard, so it's almost really sad to see something that they've worked so hard for so long be destroyed in that manner.
Firefighters have blocked off the corner of Church and Neal for the rest of the day as they try to find out how that fire started. The Illinois legislative race has just ended this week, but it's not too soon for politicians to get in place for the 2010 gubernatorial contest. Bloomington Republican Senator Bill Brady has told supporters in an emailed newsletter of his intentions to make another run for governor. Brady ran in the GOP primary in 2006, garnering about 18% of the vote behind winner Judy Bar Topinka and Jim Oberweiss. Topinka, who was then the state treasurer, lost the general election to Governor Rod Blagojevich. Brady was unopposed in Tuesday's election for his Senate seat. In his message to supporters, Brady said he's been spending the last 23 months helping to build a stronger Republican Party and laying the groundwork for another run for governor. Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel has accepted Barack Obama's offer to become the White House chief of staff. And as Tasha Flournoy reports, that leaves Illinois' 5th congressional district seat in limbo.
Emanuel's constituents in the 5th District reelected him to office Tuesday. Less than 2 days later, he's decided to join President-elect Barack Obama's administration. In Chicago's Lincoln Park neighborhood, which is in Emanuel's congressional district, residents like Don Shapiro have mixed feelings about the situation.
I thought he was doing such a good job for us in Congress, and it's so important to have that kind of representation when you live in a large city like Chicago. It's so easy to get lost in the shuffle. So I will be disappointed that he'll no longer be in that role. But, you know, have to look a little more globally and look at the country as a whole and figure that it's for the best.
Despite his reservations, Shapiro says Emanuel will do a good job in the White House post. Emanuel has been in office since 2003. I'm Tasha Flournoy.
The Champaign County Nursing Home is preparing for what county officials hope will be the last loan it needs to achieve financial stability. The County Board Finance Committee last night endorsed the facility's plans to seek a bank loan to be paid off with revenue expected to come from next year from the nursing home property tax. A full county board vote is expected November 20th. State law allows those loans to be made using tax anticipation warrants. County Administrator for Finance Deb Busey told the Finance Committee the law allows the nursing home to borrow up to 85% of its anticipated annual property tax revenue, in this case, $805,000.
And that has to include the principal, the interest, and the cost of issuance. So the nursing home probably isn't going to get $805,000 because it is expected that the interest and cost of issuing those warrants will be included. So it will all come out of the nursing home's property tax levy next year.
Nursing home administrator Andrew Buffenbarger says they need the loan to pay off losses incurred during the first 8 months of the current fiscal year, but he says the home's finances have been improving recently. The county nursing home has borrowed about $3 million from other county funds in recent years. Little of that money has been paid back, and the county board has forgiven some of those loans. Champaign-Urbana's Public Health District has received a grant from the federal government to create programs to prepare the community for pandemic flu. Acting Public Health Administrator Julie Pride says too many people believe flu is not a serious disease, despite the fact that seasonal flu alone kills 36,000 to 40,000 people each year. Another misconception Pride says people have is that there's no risk for a flu outbreak.
a pandemic is inevitable. We don't know exactly what strain it will be or when it will happen, but we do know that we need to be prepared for it. It's not something you can just wake up one morning and say, uh-oh, there's a pandemic.
Most of the $578,000 grant will go toward helping area hospitals and clinics develop plans to make sure they continue to offer care if disaster strikes in the wake of a pandemic. The grant will also go toward public education about pandemic flu. Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 9:35, almost 9:36. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us in the weather office. Hi, Ed.
Good morning.
And we have a nice day, but this is about as good of weather as we're going to see for the next few days, huh?
Yeah, this is about as good of weather as we're going to see for a little while because we'll have a good bit of cloud cover over us and the